Milwaukee officials say they've run into many hurdles trying to get the Wisconsin legislature to pass gun controls, so the mayor and police chief are calling for voluntary changes by the gun industry to halt a recent trend, painting guns in bright colors. Mayor Tom Barrett says the colors attract children to firearms. Police Chief Ed Flynn says the unusual coatings might make some police officers think a weapon isn't real.
I've got officers out there every day who literally have to make life and death decisions under pressure with insufficient information. When they're faced with a toy that looks like the real thing, or the real thing that looks like a toy, they're going to hesitate, and that moment of hesitation may cost someone's life.
Flynn and Barrett want a Chippewa Falls company that created a chemical coating called Duracoat to stop offering the unusual colors. But the firm, Lauer Custom Weaponry, says Duracoat prevents guns from corroding. Duracoat owner Steve Lauer says he sells his product in many police departments, not including Milwaukee's.
In the case of hesitating, the law enforcement people that we sell Duracoat to, basically their words is if they don't care what color the gun is. If someone points a gun at him, they're probably going to shoot.
Lauer says he doubts that bright colors on guns attract children. He says if parents teach responsible gun use, there won't be any mishaps. Milwaukee officials admit they don't know of a local case where a non-traditional color on a gun was a factor in the child using the weapon. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.